determining the Hubble constant without the sound horizon, a $3.60 percent dollar constraint on $H_$0 from galaxy surveys, CMB lensing and supernovae, by Oliver H. E. Philcox et al. Many theoretical resolutions to the so-called Hubble tension rely on modifying the sound horizon at recombination, RS, and thus the acoustic scale used as a standard ruler in the cosmic microwave background, CMB, and large-scale structure, LSS, datasets. As shown in a number of recent works, these observables can also be used to compute RS-independent constraints on H0 by making use of the horizon scale at matter-radiation equality, KEQ, which has different sensitivity to high redshift physics than RS. In this work, we present the tightest KEQ-based constraints on the expansion rate from current data, finding H0 equals 64.8 carat plus 2.2 to 2.5 at 68% CL from a combination of Bosch galaxy power spectra, Planck CMB lensing, and the newly released Pantheon plus supernova constraints, as well as physical priors on the baryon density, neutrino mass, and spectral index, in KMS1MPC1 units. The Bosch and Planck measurements have different degeneracy directions, leading to the improved combined constraints, with a bound of H0 equals 63.6 carat plus 2.9 to 3.6, 67.1 carat plus 2.5 to 2.9, from Bosch, Planck, alone. The results show some dependence on the neutrino mass bounds, with the constraint broadening to H0 equals 68.0 carat plus 2.9 to 3.2 if we instead impose a weak prior on mnu from terrestrial experiments rather than assuming mnu. This was determining the Hubble constant without the sound horizon, a $3.60 percent dollar constraint on $H_$0 from galaxy surveys, CMB lensing and supernovae, by Oliver H. E. Philcox et al.